Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Sean, how are you?
I can't complain. On the way home from work here now.
Exceptional. Where's work?
Work is Letterkenny.
What do you do?
I'm a data analyst.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, not really.
No. It sounds like an important, very sophisticated, well-paying job.
It sounds more sophisticated than it is.
Can I guess it's the type of job you mightn't have to do too much overtime? Like, you get the work done in the hours, but it's not like high pressure in the sense of, oh God, we need to meet this deadline, or am I completely wrong?
Oh no, you'd be completely wrong.
Oh.
So you'd be dealing with like a lot of American clients and stuff. And then deadlines would probably be the one thing we mainly work towards, like upgrades and stuff.
Oh, well, I'm completely ignorant of the worlds of data analysts. I'm sorry, Sean.
That's all right. I was ignorant to the world of data analysts until about 7 months ago myself, so don't beat yourself up over it.
Are you originally a dub that ended up in Donegal?
I am indeed, yeah. The accent of assuming gave that one away.
Yeah, for a little bit there, I was like, that's an unusual Donegal accent. Do you get that quite a lot?
Yeah. So I only moved up here about a year ago after my daughter was born, so still have the dub accent. Not going anywhere, hopefully.
How are you finding it?
Ah, it's far back. It's fewer finer places in the world when the sun's out than Donegal, to be honest with you.
Ah, Donegal people now, they're warming to you as you speak. They're like, ah, geez, he's a good dub.
Absolutely. There's not many of them up here, though, I have to say.
We did ask earlier, Sean, if you couldn't pick the county you're from, what county would you choose to be from? Donegal getting a lot of votes for that.
Ah, definitely. It'd have to be Donegal.
Sean, let's put you to the test. You can represent Donegal and Dublin, not in one of those kind of dual jerseys that you see, because they're an abomination, but whatever jersey you decide to take, if you come out on top of the leaderboard of Gimme 5 this week, we will respect that. Are you ready to go?
Sounds good. Yeah, go ahead.
Go on.
10 seconds, Sean, to please Gimme 5. Occasions for which you'd give someone a card. Go.
Birthday, Christmas, wedding, christening, communion, confirmation. That's 6.
No messing around.
The same amount of counties that, hey, the Brits took off us, eh? Well done, Sean. I think that goes on top of the Gimme 5 leaderboard with time, but let us verify that. You will appreciate us verifying the data, won't you?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Sean, it's been lovely to chat to you.
Same to you. All the best. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Sean. Living in Donegal now, originally from Dublin, but he's one of the good dubs, right?
And he's the man who'll get you a card for any occasion. He's not missing anything.
That really was a question that, not that we were hoping for this, but we anticipated that there would be a stumble. That there would be a bit of confusion, there'd be a meltdown, but not for Sean. The man is too busy putting in data. He's too good.
Oh, he's not going to miss a Christmas. He's not going to miss a birthday. And I wonder, we should have asked him what he was going to put in a wedding card for whoever he'd be giving it to.
We think Sean was quicker than Kate yesterday. We will verify that.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.